Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and some more local fallout of the financial crisis. Nassau County is on the brink of losing some of its independence. If it can't close a budget deficit for the 2011 fiscal year, it might get its finances taken over by an outside control board. Many local governments are struggling right now, but Nassau County is one of the wealthiest in America, so why here? Joy Brown is with us, a columnist for Newsday, and Jeffrey Walter, the editor of Mineola Patch, local newspaper, local news organization from the seat of government in Nassau County, both here to update us on negotiations and the stay of execution for the moment that has given the county executive Mangano until the 20th of January to show the hard and fast specifics of how the 2011 budget will be balanced. Joy, Jeff, welcome to WNYC.
Good morning.
Good morning, Brian. Thank you very much for having me on.
And Jeff, let me start with you. What is the Nassau County Interim Finance Authority, and how is Nassau County on the brink?
Well, NIFA for short is a state watchdog group that was formed just after the bailout by Governor George Pataki in 2000. About $100 million was given from the state to Nassau because the county was going bankrupt. And they watch over the finances and watch over the budget and have a charter that says they can take over the, or oversee, I should say, the state, county finances if the county runs a deficit of 1% or more each year.
And Joy Brown, what is the state of Nassau County's finances right now?
Fragile at best, and this is something that the county executive at Mangano is very much aware of, and something that he is working very, very hard to secure. And if, you know, later on, in a few minutes, as a matter of fact, they're holding a press conference saying that they're going to hold hearings in the legislature in an attempt to force the unions to give concessions.
Nassau County has come to the brink of bankruptcy before, Joy, right? Not that many years ago?
Well, actually, this is kind of like our third pass through. I don't say bankruptcy because technically they can't go bankrupt. Mm-hmm. Toward insolvency, and that's not much better. The first was back in 1995, and the problem has always been the same, which is that the county spends more money than it takes in, and what we have now is more than a decade of a lack of sustained attention to fixing that structural gap.
Jeff, what brought Nassau back last time?
Well, I really think that this entire era structure has just been based on these bond issuance because of the assessment system, and that's what really has brought it back. It's just been built on this borrowing, at least in terms of if you believe what the politicians are saying and what everybody else is saying around here in the legislature. I really don't know what NIFA is going to do. I think it's, you know, really is, as Joy said, teetering. You know, it's very fragile and everything. And we'll just find out on the 20th. I've just never seen it this politically charged before as it has been in past administrations.
Nassau County, as I said before, Jeff, is one of the wealthiest counties in America. So why would this county, of all places, be on the brink of insolvency more than many others?
Well, you know, it is a tough question. Again, it just goes back to this, this assessment system with everybody. They say it's been broken. They're trying to fix it. Whether or not they're going to succeed is another thing. It's they took on a lot of debt, and they put all this this out for settlements, again for people's property taxes, and it's just been, you know, constant borrowing and settlements and all this. And when you bond that out, and when you're paying interest, and then when you're paying ever escalating union salaries and everything, it just becomes unsustainable at what point. And I think that a lot of municipalities around the state, around the country, are experiencing that. And it's just that our costs are high, some of the highest in the entire country, and that's lays a lot of the blame on that.
Joy, Nassau County government changed hands in 2009. As you know, Democratic County Executive Tom Suozzi was ousted by the current Republican executive. Ed Mangano, and he campaigned on the idea of cutting taxes, which he did after taking office. His tax cuts, according to the New York Times, added $40 million to the county's deficit, which has since reached nearly $350 million. So that's a lot of extra deficit in a short amount of time, and granted it happened to coincide with the fiscal crisis. So I'm sure that contributed to the larger economy. But did he cut spending to go along with those tax cuts, or was he hoping for an increase in revenues?
Well, I'm not so sure that Swazi cut taxes.
Mangano.
Oh, my God. Okay, there you go. Well, there you have it. I mean, interestingly enough, he took out of the budget two things that the former county executive, Tom Swazi, had put in. One was a tax on home health care, energy taxes. And the other one was an automatic cost of living increase in the property tax. Those two things alone, Mangano took them out. People were happy they took them out. You know, people on Long Island are hurting like anybody else. But the bottom line on that is that he took out two stable revenues. And one irony in all of this is that had those two stable revenues stayed in there, along with what we're seeing now, which is an increase in the real estate tax, he would not be in the situation that he's in right now.
So is there a lesson from here, like the lesson that some people are drawing from Texas, which cut taxes while other state governments were raising taxes and now finds itself with a huge revenue shortfall and the biggest deficit of any state in America, ironically? Is it that tax cuts can be unsustainable in challenging times for revenue, and local governments better watch what they do?
Well, I think in Nassau it's a little more complicated than that. Tax cuts are a way of life here. The county executives back, Tom Galata, you know, he was famous for not raising property taxes in the operating budget for, I believe, 14 times or 14 budget cycles. You can't do that without also recognizing that you have to get revenue from someplace else. Part of what happened here, and I think a big part of what happened here, is that what sounded politically good was, in fact, fiscally bad. And now the big fight in Nassau County is as much about who is going to politically govern it down the line, whether the Republicans are going to be tossed out a second time, as they were the first when Tom Swazi came over, because of an inability or an unwillingness to deal with the deep-seated, decades-long fiscal problems that we have here. So there's a lot going on here.
Is it a combination, Jeff, of wanting low taxes, but also in a wealthy county, wanting some pretty rich services, whether it's schools or parks or police in many small towns with their own police departments or whatever?
Well, I think the dichotomy here, especially on Long Island, is we all want local control, and we all want that sort of intimacy that we get with our own local government. We don't want to be lumped in with a bigger town or anything like that. And if you look at it, at least on the local level, which I've covered extensively, sometimes the village governments and the smaller governments are the most responsive and the most fiscally responsible. It's when you start getting up to the larger entities, meaning like the county and the state, where you start to find a lot of waste and ability to cut everything. I'm not saying to, you know, slash everybody's salary or anything like that. This or anything, like bust up unions or something like that. No, but what I'm saying is, where is that balance, and where do we find that, and where, why do we give all these big contracts and concessions like Swazi had done before he left office to a bunch of the labor unions that we're now having to grapple with yet again? And I think this is where they're coming from. They're being forced to ask over and over and over again for concessions, and the unions are saying, you know, where does this end? Every year it seems like we're being asked to give a little bit more and a little bit more. And
What are the biggest concessions that the unions have already given?
Dwight, can you help me?
Let's talk about that for just a second here. What's needed in terms of what NYFA pointed out more than 10 years ago is that in terms of the county's relationship with its unions, that it needs a fundamental shift. The way this county has dealt with its unions for decades is, I need help from you now, but you'll get that back and more later. That has been, so you end, still end up with escalating salaries. You still end up with the management's hands tied in some of the things that would make sense to do. That has never changed. Now, Tom Suozzi screamed and yelled and hollered about it, and Steve Levy, the Suffolk County executive, took his lead and did the same thing in Suffolk County. But fundamentally, there's been no structural change here. So what we're talking about here and what Mangano is faced with is he going to be the guy? And I don't know how he – I don't see how he can order unions to do anything, by the way. But who is going to be the guy or the girl or whomever to come in there and sit down and to bring that kind of negotiating into the reality of the fact that, you know, while Nassau is one of the wealthiest counties in the nation, people are struggling in Nassau. You know, it's not all F. Scott Fitzgerald, East Egg, West Egg. You know,
it's very different town to town.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Right. What you also have to remember, Brian, is that NYFA cannot go in and open up these union contracts, even though everybody says, oh, they'll lend Mangano some more teeth. They can only stop the step increases, meaning the annual mm-hmm. salary raises, right. And that only saves about $10 million. And when you're talking about an estimated budget deficit of about $343 million or $350 million, that doesn't really make that much of a dent.
Well, but what it does do is it does something that we've never done out here in decades, which is that if NYFA froze that, they don't get it back. So what it would do is it would put it on the clock, and that when they resumed, they would start from where they started from as opposed to going forward.
Nassau County, 1 week from a state takeover of its finances. Joy Brown, columnist for Newsday. Jeffrey Walter, the editor of the online news organization Mineola Patch. Thank you both very much.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And when we continue, we will turn back to your personal finances and talk about how to fight unfair debt collection. Stay tuned.